All right, team, how are we doing? This is Coach Dana Cavalier coming at you with the Becoming a Champion show, where we are all about inspiration, motivation, and encouragement to move you along your high performance journey. And today I want to talk to you about your next best action. Yep, your next best action, because it all comes down to action. If you want to get anything done in your life, you got to take action. And it's amazing how the one thing most people avoid is action. So if action is what takes you to where it is you want to go, where it is you want to be, why would you not take the next best action? Why would you not take an action? And that's where I find most people to struggle. It's in taking that next action. They start overthinking, they start contemplating, they start wondering, and they get into the what ifs. Well, what if this? What if that? What if it works? And I get so busy that I don't have any more time. What if it doesn't work? What if I get rejected? What if I ask and they say no? What if, what if, what if, what if? And we start to just sit with what it is that we want to do, but we don't do anything. So once again, we don't take the action. So when I coach people, we are all about taking the next best action, the most simple next action. That's what it's about. It's not about trying to build the whole thing or do the whole thing all at once. It's about taking your next best action. So, hey, I have an idea. Okay, what's the first action you'd want to take on that? Okay, let's do it. And then you go do it, and then you come back to coach and we'll talk about it. How did it go? Tell me about it. Did it work? Did it not work? What did you like? What didn't you like? What were the points of friction and resistance? Oh, there weren't any. So what would the next best, most simple action be for you? And if you approach everything from what's the next most simple action, what's the next most simple action, what happens is you start to get a lot done. You start to build momentum behind the things that it is you want to do. But if you just sit and think and chart out, and you know, you pull out your pads and you start drawing diagrams and you start building businesses on paper and you start building ideas in your head, you are in big, big trouble. Now, it's one thing to visualize. It's one thing to plan. But visualization and planning have a start and a stop. They're not a continuous, ongoing, multi-month, multi-year, for some multi-decade process. You must take action. You must get to work on those ideas, on those thoughts, on those plans. Because if you don't, you're going to be miserable. And there's a lot of miserable people out there. I don't know if you've seen this, but these are people that don't take action on anything. They don't take action on their dreams. They don't take action on those ideas, those plans, those strategies. They sit with them and years go by and they say, damn it, I wish I would have. I wish I could have. And they could and they would if they did. And that's what today's about. You got to do. I want you to do. I want to coach you to do. I want to coach you to be a doer. I want to coach you to win. And I want to coach you to fail, because you can't win if you're not willing to fail. I've had so many ideas that I thought were great. I put them into action and they sucked. I sucked. I couldn't execute. I built team around me. They couldn't execute. And that means the idea sucked. We blew it up and we started again on something else. That started to go. We build traction. We build momentum. We build more team and we build more velocity. And that starts to go. And it's awesome. Idea, strategy, plan, implemented, action, action, action. And the rewards start coming in. That's what it's about. So I don't want you to sit back anymore and say, you know what I'd like to do? You know, I'm going to set up my New Year's resolutions. New Year's right around. I'll wait till January to start. Bullshit. Start right now. Start right now. This is the topic I'm so passionate about, because we got to take action. If you don't take action, you will be left behind. And too many times today, we're looking for the safe route. Whatever's safe, I'll do. Whatever's predictable, I'll do. Where there's a predictable outcome, I'll go down that road. But listen, success is not predictable. If you want to achieve anything, you got to put yourself in some waters that may be a little bit rough. Maybe you haven't swam in those waters before, but it's okay. Dig in, get comfortable. You'll learn to swim. I always say to people, listen, jump in the deep end of the pool. Chances are you'll learn to swim. You'll learn to swim. For people that have already achieved quite a bit, I say, stretch yourself. What's next? What's in front of you? Put yourself into your next position of discomfort. Comfort is the enemy. And that's true. If you're a high performer and high achiever, which I'm sure you are because you're listening to a show called The Becoming a Champion Show, you know, If this was called the Becoming a Loser Show, I wouldn't be having this conversation with you. But we're about becoming champions. We're about stretching. We're about reaching for just a little bit more in terms of where it is that we want to go, what it is we're trying to build, more income, more, more, more. We're not greedy, but we want more. That's what it's about, because we're builders, we're growers, we're catalysts. That's who's listening to this show. That's who's a part of this show. You are the champions that are a part of this show. So we got to stretch, we got to build, we got to grow, we got to reach. Are you ready to do that? You know, we only have a little bit of time left. I wrote yesterday, I said we have 8 Mondays left in this year. 8 Mondays in this year. Now, I'm not telling you to go crazy and burn yourself out over the next 8 weeks. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is get clear on what it is you want to accomplish in the next 8 weeks and take the next most simple action. Ask yourself, what is the most simple next action I can take towards and on what it is that I want to do, achieve, build, and come home with at the end of 21? That's what I want you to do. And take it seriously. This is serious, serious work. Don't dabble. Don't watch the next video on YouTube where someone's going to tell you they have the secret. I have no secrets. The only thing I know is that work works, and action works, and clarity works, and the most simple next action works to build momentum towards the next most simple action. Stop trying to do too much. Do one thing. Do the next thing. Do the next thing. And now you've done 3 things and they build and build and build and build and you grow and grow and grow. And you know what happens when you do things and you take action and you build momentum? You build confidence. And life takes courage. Life takes confidence. And the more confidence you have around that thing that you are doing or that thing that you believe in, the better off you are going to be. So go after it. Uncap yourself. You got nothing to fear. You have nothing that should be holding you back. And if you feel held back, it's you. You're holding yourself back. So knock it off. Believe in yourself. The worst things that could happen are failure and rejection. So embrace failure and realize rejection is a part of the process. Get rejected. The more you get rejected, the greater you have a chance for success, because rejection means you have to get better. Maybe you have to present better. Maybe you have to organize yourself better. Maybe you have to get more clear. Or maybe you just have to go after more people. That's what it's about. Get better. Take your next most simple action today. Today. Don't wait. Don't look for the next video podcast. You know what it is. It doesn't. No. Nobody has the answers but you. You have the answer. And when you have your answer plus the next most simple action, you got a great chance of winning. And that's what I want for you. This show's about winning. I want you to come back with victory. I want you to think about what your victory is over the next 7-8 weeks and bring it home. Win this year. Win it. Go for the win. Sit back and drive. Sit back and push. Go after it. But that starts with your next most simple action. This is a simple message for you today. I'm going to keep it short. Take your next most simple action today. Don't wait. Close. Be a closer. ABC, always be closing. Bring it home. You got some time on the clock this year. Let's make it happen. We always make it happen. We always bring the energy, and we are always going to take our next most simple action. That's what I want for you. This is Coach Dana Cavalier, and I hope you enjoyed today's message on the next most simple action. Go take it. Go out and win today. Go out and win this year. Build momentum and let nothing and nobody hold you back. I'll see you next week on the Becoming a Champion show. And if you enjoyed today's message, share it. Give it a share. Give it a like. Give us a comment. And also head on over to danacavalier.com and get on my daily blog. 30 to 60 seconds every morning I send you my newsletter. Get on it to motivate you, inspire you, and coach you. I'm not speaking to you today. I'm coaching you. And I'm coaching you to your next step, your next place, your next step. Now go get it. Head on over to danacavalier.com. And you could also pick up a copy of my new book, Habits of a Champion Team. Get on the pre-order. I'll send you a signed copy. And let's go do this together. Let's finish strong. And remember, you are a champion. And this show's about champions. And therefore, it's a show about you. See ya.